Welcome to The Silver Lining, Market Talk with Brad Carlton of Silver King Asset Management. This is not investment advice. Please do your own due diligence. Any topics or individual stocks discussed on the show are for entertainment purposes only. On another episode of Go Woke, Go Broke, Planet Fitness in Fairbanks, Alaska is making headlines after reportedly a man, presumably a trans woman, was shaving in the women's locker room in sight of young girls. The man was confronted by Patricia Silva, who's a concerned member of the Planet Fitness in Fairbanks, Alaska. So basically, Patricia confronted this guy and was like, "Hey, man, what's the deal?" And the dude's like, "Hey, it's okay. I'm trans. I'm gay." Well, that didn't sit too well with her. So she took a picture to document it, okay, and reported the issue to management there at the local Planet Fitness. The management at the Planet Fitness, they had a pretty surprising reaction. They informed her that she was not, that the man in the woman's dressing room was not in fact in violation of Planet Fitness policy, but that she was for taking a picture in the locker room, and they banned her instead of the man shaving in the woman's locker room. And I'm looking at a picture of this guy, and he looks like just an ordinary dude. He looks like a normal 40-year-old dude, just shaving in workout clothes in the women's locker room in Planet Fitness. I mean, when are we going to put our foot down and say, okay, guys, like, enough is enough, right? So Planet Fitness, if you've ever been to their gym, their whole thing was a gym for ordinary people where you didn't have intimidating meatheads and lunkheads, right? And they had something called a lunk alarm on the wall, right? And a lunk alarm is for those annoying guys at the gym who are grunting and yelling and slamming weights all around. And that would go off kind of like as a reminder, hey, don't do that. You're kind of being a tool, right? So this gets even better. So you'll see where I'm going with this. So the Babylon Bee, which is a satire, right? It's a satirical publishing company that just kind of just trolls people and make jokes. They they kind of made a joke and trolled Planet Fitness a little bit and wrote an article about how Planet Fitness is installing bigot alarms for women that don't want men in their locker rooms. And the funny thing is, it's actually pretty believable in the day and age that we live in. And this actually isn't the first occurrence of a bathroom trans issue with Planet Fitness in 2019 in New Hampshire. Okay, a trans woman in the female locker room, and apparently some dude threatened to whip his or her ass, okay, for being in the wrong bathroom. And said person successfully got a restraining order against the guy that threatened her, and as far as I know, continued to use the facilities. So, and this is not a new issue or new stance for Planet Fitness either. Okay, so I'm looking at the Planet Fitness operating manual here, and it says the discomfort of members is not a reason to deny access the transgender member to the restrooms. Or I'm paraphrasing a bit there, right? And that's been their policy since about September 2014, right? So they've been, this company has been extraordinarily woke for a long time, and people are finally fed up with it. I mean, I don't understand, like, how these companies keep embracing this. Like, the vast majority of people have said, this is not what we want. This makes us uncomfortable. This is weird. Yet they keep pounding it down our throats. I mean, and look at the stock performance of these like woke companies. Okay. Like let's look at Planet Fitness, Budweiser, Disney are just three to come to mind. They haven't made new all-time highs in years. Right. Meanwhile, the S&P is making new all-time highs. The Dow is at all new all-time highs. The NASDAQ is at new all-time highs. Right. Markets are doing well. Hell, even Bitcoin's doing well if you're into that. Okay. But these stocks have gone nowhere. I mean, I think it's just a testament to how poorly managed these companies are. I mean, why would you alienate like most of your consumer base to appease a very small percentage of the population that's likely mentally ill, right? Why are we normalizing mental illness? Okay, why are we making this okay? Like, why is this a thing? So, it's just an example of how detached the management of these companies are from their consumers. I mean, they don't understand who they serve, right? I mean, business 101, know who you're selling to. It's not rocket science. So just some interesting new woke related stock market news I thought I'd share with you. And word of advice, if any of you guys work out at Planet Fitness, you might want to shower at home because things have been weird and they're getting weirder. All right, y'all have a good one. I'm out.